Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends. I thought about doing a spooky voice then, but I lost my confidence immediately.
Oh, spooky voice. Go on,
with
do it.
With Susie Ruppel and Tom Allen.
Ooh, so spooky, Susie.
Was it spooky?
Was
good.
That was spooky. Really spooky. I was scared.
Do you think I'm quite frightening?
Yes, but not for that reason.
Just the intensity of my love for you. Is that frightening?
No, that's lovely. Well, we are in the Halloween season, of course, aren't we, Suze?
Well, yes. We are recording today on the 31st. Mm. And I imagine this podcast will go out tomorrow on the 1st. So maybe people will be listening post their spooky time.
Well, sometimes people listen sometimes 7 or 8 years down the line.
That's so true.
Hello, 2030.
Yes, hello, 2030. Can you imagine if anyone's listening to this in 2030?
Don't say that, because that's what we said on our first one, and then
I know,
it came
and then
through.
Look, we've still managed. Are you feeling spooky?
So spooky, actually, Suze. thank you for asking.
Thanks for asking.
So spooky. I love it. I do. I never used to like Halloween until Alf got me into it, actually, because he's a big fan.
Of course,
he loves it. And so we had a bit of a spooky spooky Halloween party for the nephews and the new niece yesterday.
Yes, of course.
Which was,
before we get into the party, how are your gourds?
Well, of course, the gourds were having their day, weren't they?
Well, that's the thing. I haven't wanted to ask too much about the gourds, because of course, something that you keep some things quite close to your chest.
I like to have a private life. Okay.
So, did you do a pumpkin as well?
We did a pumpkin as well. Put it in the window.
Oh.
My mum got my prized favourite knife out of the drawer and started to cover. I was like, Mum, no, that's the knife I saved up for. You know, that sort of chatter.
Oh, that's nice. So you managed to stay really chill throughout.
Super chill, super happy times. and then got into a big puther at the local sweet shop because I put some...
A puther was that?
A puther. Is that the right word? Like a sort of...
I don't doubt that it is. I've just never heard it before. But I learned lots of things from you, Thomas.
I don't know if it's a northern word. It feels like it might be a northern word, but I don't know.
Well, of course, you're a Manc. So.
Of course, I am a bit of a Manc. Actually, my grandmother was born in Preston. Turned out. Anyway, but huge news. So they were... I put some things on the counter because I was collecting a lot of sweets. And I said, I'll come back. And yeah, but then he didn't... He didn't do that. He was waiting for me to come back with the other sweets, but then somebody was behind in the queue and they were waiting, and it was and I was like, oh no, I'm just leaving there to wait, please serve the next person, I'm sorry. So they didn't have any baskets, and then I thought, oh, I'm so awful, I'm a demanding person, why have I made one of the most basic things in human life more complicated? A shop.
Yeah, buying sweeties is so easy. Were you a tired boy that day, do you think?
I think I was a bit tired by that point, yeah.
Yeah, there you
maybe
go.
That was it, you know. Yeah,
so what did you do for your spooky party? How spooky was it?
Well, I bought a spooky clock when I was in Newcastle, which has a spooky chime on it, a sort of ghostly Westminster chime.
Oh.
And then I put some of my pelargoniums, Vicar, on the work surface. So they
yes, sort of the creepiest
around.
Of all the flowers.
Mm-mm, thank you. That's something that's been said about me as well. and then put the gourds out and put some sweets, and then a chocolate toad I managed to find in a shop.
That's so
very
good.
very spooky. Yeah, so it's nice bits.
Very
and then
nice.
when the kids arrived, I said, oh, there's been a power cut, we're gonna have to get a takeaway. You can imagine, we were all rehearsing it for hours, and we're like, oh, so come in anyway, sorry the lights aren't on, but come through. And then comes to the kitchen. And as they walked into the kitchen, Alfie jumped out of a cupboard.
Oh, it was so fun. Did they all scream?
They were quite... I was like, they're not going to go for this. But they all jumped. Which was great.
And did you dress up?
No.
You're going to a party tonight. Are you dressing up tonight?
Suze, I'm going to a party tonight. Which you are invited to, but you can't come because you've got another party.
Well, yes, I'm going to a children's party. I'm not sure it'll be quite as fun, but here we are. This is the,
it will.
This is
no,
the choices
it will.
I've made. I've got to take a tiny witch to a tiny party.
I love it.
Yes.
We had a tiny pumpkin at our party.
I saw the picture of the tiny pumpkin. The pumpkin was so small.
I know, yeah. And right, like tiny moment. And then we're going to a party tonight, though, grown-up party, and we've been planning these outfits for some time.
Well, this is the thing, because I feel like, can we talk about the outfits? Because I assume this will go on social media before this podcast is released.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hope so. I imagine they'll be on in all the major newspapers.
Well, I would almost certainly, yes.
Vogue, probably.
Yeah. So you're going as Anna Wintour? That would be a great one.
That is a great one. Actually, my friend Sarsky, I think she had a party where everyone was dressed as Anna Wintour.
Oh, that's a great party.
Fun, isn't it? I think Anna Wintour and Karl Lagerfeld are both great ones to go as.
Alice once went to a party dressed as Karl Lagerfeld.
There you go.
And of course, you know, Alice, my wife, has very, very long, luscious hair.
Oh, yes.
And she sprayed it all grey.
Oh.
Wore a tash. I mean, and carried a toy cat all night.
Fabulous.
It was absolutely remarkable.
It's great because it's just like a tailored black jacket, some gloves.
I think she wore a white shirt with a black waistcoat and a cravat.
Perfect. He was such a stylish dresser.
Such a stylish dresser.
A starched
collar. Starched collar, lots of big rings.
Yes.
Loved a big old gem, didn't he?
Didn't he?
A big old gem and a cat.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And that sort of Georgian style kind of, you know.
Hair.
Kind of, yeah.
Just like a little plait.
Like a little, yeah, a little...
A little rat's tail. A
little rat's tail at the back, yeah.
So nice. So talk us through your outfit tonight.
Well, Alfie's going to go dressed as Hercule Poirot. Who am I going as? Not Hastings, no. Miss Jane Marple. Yeah. But the thing is, what's adding a slight... not stress, but like, I don't quite know how to plan the day. I've been invited to the launch of the Marks and Spencer's Christmas ad immediately beforehand.
Please don't reference it.
That's what I was thinking.
You just have to not reference
Hello,
it.
Hello,
just...
lovely to see you. How are you?
And if anyone says to you, you're going on to a party, say no.
What part? What sort of party? This is the party.
This is the party I'm going to.
I mean, it might be fun.
Do you know what you're going to realise tonight, Tom? How handy a handbag is.
Well, that's what I'm going to... Well, I've got the Miss Marple handbag, of course.
Well, of course, I've been staying across what Alfie's been posting on social media.
Oh, yeah, he's
been... So I knew he'd been working on something, of course.
Something was afoot.
But do you know you're going to really appreciate a handbag? A handbag.
A handbag. Because I can keep the Miss Marple things in the handbag.
Well, you can keep many things in there. Your phone will be in there. Maybe a credit card.
Yes.
You know, maybe you love to have your chewing gums, don't you? You've always got your chewing gums with you.
I love to have chewing gums, yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. Maybe your house key.
A house key, yeah. That can all go in the handbag.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
What are you doing about your boobs?
Well, Miss Marple wasn't the most busty of the detectives.
Her and me both.
Look, everybody's perfect.
Everyone's perfect as they are. So are you having some boobs or not really?
No, I wasn't going to do that, actually.
No, I think that's so, fine. I never think
of Miss Marple as being particularly busty.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess we grew up in different ways.
I guess we just grew up looking at different things, Susie. do you think that'll be all right, though?
Like, yes, I think it'll be great. I think Miss Marple is brilliant.
Because we might go like, are you just dressed as an old grandma? But it's like, no, it's very specific. It's Miss Jane Marple, Joan Hickson era.
Do you have like a... what's it called? Like a magnifying glass?
Well, Alfie's taking a magnifying glass, I think, is Hercule.
Of course. Well, yes. Maybe you should have a notepad with Miss Marple's clues written on it.
Oh, that would be good. A death is announced, something like that.
Something like that. Death at the vicarage.
Yeah.
Yes, holding something like that. There's been a death at the vicarage.
There's been a death at the vicarage. Because people might go, are you Mrs. Doubtfire or something? And then I'll be really annoyed.
Well, of course, yes. Are you across sort of gay Instagram for the Halloween costumes this week? Because there's been...
It's quite the event, isn't it?
It really is. People being very specific. I saw one person, one that went viral that was like Miranda Hobbs from Series 4, Episode 7.
I love that.
Of Sex and the City. Really funny.
Really neat.
Really funny.
Alfie said yesterday is the day when a lot of Japanese people dress as mundane things. So there's like a whole thing of going dressed as like a dining room set or something.
Oh, yes. See, I love that. There was one picture of a gay guy that was... he had gone as something like... not Habitat, because it was like an American brand, so maybe like Bed Baths and Beyond, but like a specific coaster.
Oh, that's good.
Go on as a coaster, which I thought was lovely.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Really niche, yeah.
Yes, it's the specificities, isn't it? Is that right, isn't that red, white? Specificities.
Yeah, perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right in my mouth.
Please fill in your own junk.
Tom,
please fill in your own junk. Please fill in your own junk.
Thomas, don't find your own junk. That's not what the show's about.
Please, please. What was I going to say? So are you going to be dressed up for the children's Halloween party today?
Do you know what I've got to say? I've not really thought about it, so I might just go as tired mum. Because it's just me.
That's fun. No.
It's just tired woman.
What about, is there somebody in football because of the big kick energy?
Probably. I've got loads of football kits now.
Oh, that's nice.
Just go as a footballer.
Go as David Beckham or something, yeah.
I'll go as David Beckham. Could take something. I'll take a little tiny Qatar airplane with me. Well, everyone would know who I am.
Oh, that's perfect, yeah.
Ideal.
Because as well, that is the thing that a lot of children like to go when they're not, say, into the dressing up for, say, World Book Day or indeed Halloween. They just go as a footballer, which I think is a little bit like, come on, kids.
Come on, try a bit harder.
Yeah, but maybe that's harsh for me to say.
I think it probably is, but I might do it later. Tom, I don't want to clang too hard, but do you want to know what I did last night?
Yes, of always.
I went to see Gabrielle.
Wow. Dreams can come true, I wanted to say.
There. Yes, that's dreams. The dreams
have
come true.
They did come true for you.
It was fantastic. She was fantastic. Here's the story, Tom. 20 years ago, my mum took me to see her at the Portsmouth Guildhall. And last night I took mum to see her at the Brighton Dome. And she was fantastic.
Oh, I bet she was.
Do you know what? You don't realise how many banging tracks she's got.
Go on.
So, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know that one?
That one? Is that Gabrielle?
That's hers, yeah.
I like that one. My mum had it on a tape in the car.
Sunshine through my window. That one.
That's what you are.
Yeah. That really famous one from Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it at the end.
Near the signs wasn't right. I was stupid.
Out of reach.
That's it. Yeah. But I mean, genuinely, there was like two songs that I didn't know. And she had everyone up on their feet. Do you know what she is? You can tell she's been doing it. She's been doing it for 30 years. It's 30
That's
years.
That's the thing, isn't it?
One of her big songs came out, Dreams came out.
Well, I think, not to criticise the record industry, but I think the way the record industry operates is that it like push like somebody onto us all, which is nice, lovely.
Sure.
But then we forget that actually these people are very talented and able, you know, like these great musicians. And they'll be able to perform for, you know, years and years and get better and better.
And I think she writes all of her own stuff.
Good for you, Gabrielle.
Good for you, Gabrielle. So just wanted to have a little clang there. But you know what? It was real. I was, of course, sitting because you know how I love to sit at a concert now.
Yes, it's best to.
I was in the front row of the circle. Which
in the front row of the store, sitting down like, great. Sat there. Right, yeah.
I was in the front row of the circle at the Dome, which is a great place to sit.
Great venue.
Great venue, great place to sit. And there was a guy in the front and he was having the time of his life. And he didn't look like what I would assume. What would you assume Gabrielle's sort of audience was?
Well, I suppose it would be people of our age and maybe a little bit older.
I was thinking mums and gays.
I mean, I didn't like to put it as bluntly as that, but yeah.
I thought there'd be a lot of mums and gays. And yeah, I think there was. Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Sure. But this guy, I mean, and I would never guess someone's sexuality, of course not. But there was a guy who looked very sort of blokey geezery, you know, which I know there are a lot of gay men that are sort of very blokey and geezery. But he was standing up.
I mean, hello, I'm right here.
Sorry, Tom. He was standing up at the front, like punching his fist into the air, like he was a Fatboy Slim.
Wow.
And he was, honestly, my mum said to me, I think that man's having the best night of his life.
I bet he was.
And when people weren't standing up, he would turn around and be like, why aren't you standing? This is such a great song. He was...
Hype man.
You know, it's just like lovely to see someone having the best time.
Oh, yeah.
I like fell in love with him. I started watching him. I was like, babe, you're having the best time. I love this pleased. For you. Yeah. It gave me the vibe that he goes to lots of the concerts. Because he was standing slightly before she started the next song, so he knew what was coming.
He's a big fan. He's a big fan.
But I loved it. It was just so joyful to see someone having the best time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely at a concert. I do like the way that concerts bring people together in that way. And that there's that first going to a concert with my mum.
So. Yeah. But there's very little better, I think, than listening to music altogether.
And one thing I've noticed is that even if you, like, some songs get overplayed on the radio, for example, I think. And so if you go and see the performer sing it live, even if you don't really like that song, you'll be like, oh, that's what this song is about. Like, you just just reinvents it for you, I think.
And live music, I mean, she had a guitarist who was absolutely ripping it up. I think that's what they say, isn't it? Like,
is that right?
Doing a bit of like...
Oh, I love it when they do that.
Oh, it was very clever.
Flight of the Bumblebee. Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she did the Flight of the Bumblebee.
On the guitar, on the bass guitar or the...
No, on the guitar.
On the guitar. Oh, I imagine doing like an acoustic...
She did some acoustic numbers, of course. Mum turned to me and went, oh, that girl's good at the guitar.
Oh. That's true.
It was adorable. We had such a good time.
What did you do for like, was there an interval or did she just go
straight? No, you know, she had two support acts. They were both really good.
Oh, that's nice.
Both the support acts. Mm. And then beforehand, we went to a Coat, which you'll be pleased to hear.
The one opposite, of course.
The one opposite, because of course you love the Coat.
Once I did get called a lad there. Sorry, lads, we haven't got any space. And I thought,
oh, it's what, in the Brighton one?
I was like, that I don't know who you think you're referring to.
That feels like a clerical error.
Yeah, I'll say it. When I meet that cleric, I'm going to tell him.
Were you wearing some sort of flat cap?
Yes, I was dressed as that. I was actually with that bloke in the front row.
Oh, he is gay.
Yeah. We're just out for a Gabrielle night.
Good for him. Good for everybody. I'm sorry. I'll bring it up next time I'm there because obviously it's my local Coat and I want you to be going somewhere where you find, you know, where you feel at home.
No, absolutely. You know, did you have a nice time at Coaty?
Of course we did. Yes. I had a glass of Pickpool, which is my new favourite wine.
Oh, yes. A lovely drop of white wine.
A lovely drop of white wine. And then I had a tuna steak and some chips and then I had a creme brulee. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's a lovely way to spend a Monday. That is a perfect Monday for me.
It was actually very good indeed. Very good indeed.
Did your mum have a lovely time?
She had a really good time. The concert, I've got to say, if anyone's going to see Gabrielle, I think she's on tour. It's probably all sold out, but I was blown away. I thought it was fantastic. I really did.
What was it like in the circle? Were people standing up or were they advised to sit down because of the
fall? No. We were allowed to stand. We sort of stood and sat.
Okay.
Had a bit of a stand, had a bit of a sit. You know, with the slow ones...
Yeah, out of reach isn't one to be. Yeah.
I want to sit down. Yeah, because I want to watch her.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to take it all in.
Yeah, you want to enjoy it.
Have a look at other people, see what that guy's up to. You know.
Yes, I love it. It's just the atmosphere of a show, isn't it?
The atmos.
Yeah, I love all that.
What else have you been up to this week, Thomas? Where have you been? You've been to Newcastle?
Well, I was in Newcastle, Pet, for a lovely time last week.
Mm-hmm.
Had such a lovely, lovely wander around Jesmond Dean. And then went from Jesmond Dean to look at some antiques. I bought a clock.
Of course, the spooky one. Now, why is it spooky? Do you think it's haunted?
Well, I haven't exorcised it yet, but it's got a do 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 do. But it really echoes inside the clock. I bought that, and I bought another top hat, which doesn't fit, but just add to the collection.
How many top hats do you have now?
I think about 7 or 8.
7 or 8?
Well... people might need them.
What are you planning?
I'm planning my very own horse racing in the garden.
Oh. Like that great scene in My Fair Lady. Yes. Which we've mentioned before on this podcast.
Which everybody loves. And I saw the costumes of that actually when I went to America in an exhibition. All the lovely, the black and white costumes that they were wearing. Even though it's in colour, they were wearing black and white.
Yes.
Yeah, it was lovely. But then, so Mitch, shout out to Mitch, the boot room is complete.
Oh.
And so is my paneling and my new doorknobs.
Oh, you've got rid of the disco.
The
disco knobs are gone.
The princess knobs have gone. I put them online. I think a lot of people assumed I was putting the princess knobs on, but actually I was taking those away for a more muted, in keeping with the period.
What have you gone for? No knobs now. You just got to kick the door.
No knobs. You just kick the door. Just kick the door in.
Kick the door if it hinges.
Yes, absolutely.
Welcome.
Welcome to my home.
You're lucky that Alfie didn't get trapped in that closet last night.
I know, exactly. Right. Wouldn't be the first time. And no, I don't think that's true, actually. But they're black. They're black with their brass mount.
Very nice, actually, Tom. Very nice.
We've got the painters in now.
Oh.
Not a euphemism.
No, you've not got your period.
No. And
that was a euphemism at my school, having the painters in.
Yes, I think it is a known one, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
I think it is. I think I'm just saying it. You know,
just agreeing.
Feel like you're strange for saying it.
No. You've got the painters in. What are they up to?
They're doing the hallway at the moment.
Oh.
We're going for a light blue on top with the option of maybe a dark blue or on the paneling below the dado or a white below the dado. But I think I'm plumping for the white, actually.
Well, that's sort of the opposite to what I've got, because I've got...
Oh, yeah, what have you got?
Below the dado is emerald green and above is white.
Well, a lot of people have said, why don't you go for the colour beneath the dado? But then I don't know why I've gone this way round.
Yourself. I tell you what Ruth did in her place. You know my friend Ruth.
Yes, of course.
She... Her hallway is sort of white colour, but they made the skirting boards and around the door navy blue, and that looks very nice.
Oh, so like an inverse. That's lovely, yes. Isn't it? It's
very nice.
That's nice, yeah. I also think often like a sort of, I think Farron Ball call it railings, but it's essentially a very dark grey or black, which I think can look very chic.
Ooh.
And then, of course, there is the vogue to paint everything the same colour, architraves, the skirting, doors, wall.
I can never remember that word, architraves.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, where's it from? What's that about?
I don't know, actually. Mm. Architraving. But, you know, it's whether we paint the... Now it's whether we paint the radiator the same colour. I say we. I don't have to do it.
Of course, you have nothing to do.
I would be awful at it. But whether the radiator should match the below the dado, or it should be a stick out darker colour.
Well, of course, do keep us across this, won't you?
Well, I know people love to know, don't they? But the boot room went down a treat, so thanks, Mitch.
Well done, Mitch. Now, I thought maybe we'd have a couple of emails before we depart today.
Oh, I'd love that, Suze. I'd love that.
Okay, great. Hello, Susie and Tom. Firstly, thank you for your wonderful podcast over the years. I always look forward to them and find myself laughing out loud a lot. Also, as a fellow gay, it's so reassuring and validating to listen to your chats. It was especially helpful around the time I came out to my parents a couple of years back. Basically, you're both ace. Anyway, enough of that. I'm actually writing in relation to what you were discussing about hobbies and how kids can simply pick up a hobby and then drop it when they want to try something new. And that it's rare that we do that as adults. That is so true. But have you heard of the Rebel Badge Club? It is exactly for that purpose. It's like the Scouts or Guides, but for adults. You earn badges, and there are loads, from cooking to water sports, to languages, to crafts, to paleontology, to geocaching. What's that?
Is that Bitcoin? No, surely not.
No, I'm going to have to Google it. Geocaching.
Something rocks, is it?
Must be something to do with rocks. Hard Rock? Hard Rock Cafe?
Maybe you go to the Hard Rock Cafe, get a t-shirt.
Maybe you go to the Hard Rock Cafe, something like that. It's an outdoor recreational activity.
Mm.
Oh, it's like navigating and things.
What, like a treasure hunt? Sort of orienteering?
Sort of. Yes, orienteering. I think that's a good word for it, Tom. Yes, that sort of thing.
Emma described it as hiding stuff out and about.
Oh!
Which I enjoyed.
I like that too. It's honestly fantastic. I'm 40 now, but over the last year or so, I've tried so many new things and picked up hobbies that I've not done for years.
Ooh.
In case you fancy checking it out, it's www.rebelbadgestore.com/about. That's the website. I hope you both have a splendid weekend. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Lovely. I wonder if she's got the Sarah hairstyle that, of course, you had as a child. You look confused. Do you remember the Sarah?
Oh, half up, half down. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I always think of that, like the Sarah. And which you thought was an actual thing outside of.
I thought her hairstyle was called a half up, half down.
But it was actually just a girl in your class called Sarah who had that.
And my mum referred to it as a Sarah because she always had her hair like that. Thank you, Anne Ruffle.
Thank you, Anne. It's like a Rachel from Friends.
It is like the Rachel from Friends.
Yeah.
Dear Tom and Susie, I'm a couple of episodes behind, so forgive me if this has already been addressed, but I wanted to say that I have the exact same fear as Susie, someone accidentally, on purpose, cutting the backs of my knees. I've told a few friends and they laugh at me, but it is to the point that I have occasionally straightened my legs for fear of the tendon being too exposed. This became a bigger issue when I became a wheelchair user, as I now have bent legs in my chair and my knee backs often feel vulnerable.
Oh my goodness.
Although, on the bright side, if someone did cut my knees, it would make a big difference to my life, as my legs are useless anyway. Silver linings. Thank you. And that's from Freddie.
Freddie, thank you for that insight. As ever, always good to hear about...
The backs of people's knees.
Sharing our phobias and the backs of people's knees.
P.S. I've decided to try stand-up comedy, largely because of you two.
Oh, goodness.
I did a practice routine in front of my girlfriend, who thought it was good, but I don't know how I'll be able to cope with the number of jokes people make about how are you going to stand up when you can't stand. As far as I'm concerned, that joke is just low-hanging fruit. Although, that's the only fruit I can reach. Which is very funny.
There you go. Just say that at the beginning and you're good
to go.
There
you
go. I always think that as well. Like, sorry, excuse me.
No, go on. I think
if you're worried about something in life, actually, but particularly as a stand-up,
say it.
You know, just say it, you know, or you think, you know, if you're worried that people are going to just say that, make that joke all the time, then just make it for yourself and then it's out, it's done.
Yes.
A bit like, I think when we used to talk about being gay. Like,
yeah.
We're like, why are you talking about being gay? It's like, because if we don't talk about it, other people will.
Yeah, exactly. Or I just need to reference who I am in this world so that you know that I know who I am.
Yeah, exactly. So I will define myself like you.
Yeah, so I can define this rather than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
But Freddie, I'm really pleased that you see where I'm coming from about the backs of knees.
Yes, that must be lovely to have.
I feel very seen. I feel very seen and I like that.
Yeah, it must be lovely to have someone to talk to about that.
Yeah, it really is actually.
Do you still feel it a lot though, Suze? Or?
I wouldn't say I feel it a lot, but it is something that sort of rolls around my head from time to time thinking, I really hope that I don't.
Do you think as well that sometimes with the way that we are, we will often like have a fear or worry or something like that, and it'll become so regular that we actually forget that it's there. And if we do, you know, we just kind of actually one day mention it and people go, what are you talking about?
And you go, oh no, I thought that was normal.
Yeah.
But of course it's not.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's not.
Tom, before we go.
Yes.
There was a bit of a clang for you this week, wasn't there, when you were a fake answer on The Chase?
Oh, I heard about this. Through me, I was in
Kendall watching Le Chase.
My goodness, clang already.
I know. I absolutely love The Chase.
Not Kendall.
No, actually, I've got to say, Kendall is one of my favourite tour shows of Kendall's the whole run. Lovely. Of the whole tour, maybe. It was fab.
It is fab.
Loved it in Kendall. Yeah, it was lovely. Really fab. It was really exciting. There was some sort of silly fun in the air. Good chats to the audience and things, you know.
Lovely. It's lovely. Yeah, it's lovely.
But there I was, having a little lay down between 5 and 6 while The Chase is on. Just to give people a little image, sometimes I pop on my PJ bottoms just so I'm really...
Do you get under really the comfy. Covers for a nap? Is it an under the covers
nap? No, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
I do.
Do
you? Mm. All the way in?
All the way?
What do you wear? Do you take your trousers off and you go in your pants?
Just go in my panties, yeah, because...
Panties and shirt?
Yeah. Because I think the trouser might have, you know, if I've sat on the train or something.
Yes, make it dirty. I think that too.
Yeah.
I can't bear people getting into bed with clothes on that they've worn out and about.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely not. Would you wear your shirt?
My son, was it my son John? Was that the rhyme?
No.
Went to bed with his trousers on. One shoe on, one shoe off. Diddle diddle lumping, my son John. I think.
Are you okay?
I'm sure it's a rhyme.
I don't know what you're talking about. Would you then wear that same shirt on stage that night?
No, I change at theatre.
Sure.
I change at theatre because I'd like to press, with a steamer.
With your steamer, of course. Don't do it when you're wearing it.
Don't do it when you're wearing it. As health and safety officers have told me since.
Hello, I'm here. Good to see you.
It's a very dangerous thing to steam.
It's a very dangerous thing.
While you're wearing.
But there was a question on The Chase that was... who was Lily Allen's former manager. And one of the answers was Tom Allen. And what? Then, is it Bradley Walsh that hosts that?
Yes.
And then Bradley said, oh, Tom, very funny man.
Oh, that's very nice of him.
Very kind. Okay. Anyway, so we've been clanging all over the place this week, so I just wanted to let everyone, make sure everyone was in on it.
Thank you, yes. Thanks, I was Brad, not Lily Brad Allen's manager, just for anybody wondering.
No, but you know, it's good to check these things.
Good to make sure.
Certainly. Good to make sure.
But oh, that's very nice.
Well, listen, we're all very excited to hear whether you wear your Miss Marple costume to the Marks and Spencers. Marks and Spencers? I'm suddenly from South Africa. The Marks and Spencers. The Marks and Spencers party.
We're all excited.
We're all excited.
It's just a case of, you know, will the wig stay on? That's the thing.
Well, listen.
We'll soon see.
We'll soon see. Can't wait to see you in a syrup.
I can't wait to. I think people might say it's the mum from Psycho. And
I think you need to carry something that's Miss Marple-ish.
Mm, yeah.
Or you need to say things like, there's been a death in the vicarage.
That's nice, yeah. That's nice, yeah. I'll do that.
I'd say that sort of thing, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. I think a notepad's good for you to be scribbling down things.
Yes, yeah. She was often knitting as well, but...
Was she? Well, listen, get some knitting needles.
Let's get some knitting needles. Let's go. well, I'll report back on all this.
Right, well, we'll see you next week, won't we?
Well, we'll see you next week, everyone. Okay.
If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye for now then.
Bye, darling. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.